What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Ancient World Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a great day. I'm Richard. I will be your host in this episode. And first of all, a big thank you to our latest follower who tweeted us some very nice words, Jeff on Twitter. So thank you so much. And we're going to talk today about a big topic, which is still in the middle of the purgatory, which is how do we get out of the grip of the sirens? So as we had in the previous meditation, so like, love is then defined as that which attracts us to what we, the image that we are constructing from what we perceive. But this could be misguided. And then there is this challenge to know how to get out of these misunderstandings. So this comes from the dream Dante has in chapter 19 with the monster that turns into a siren. And this figure is in many ways the main metaphor of what makes us do the mistakes and go to the vices and kind of at the heart of the of what causes problems, but also what is the path to fixing this and making the right choices and have a better path to a constructive and great future. So the dream is that there's a figure coming. So he says, "There came into my dream a person stuttering, cross-eyed, stumbling along on her maimed feet, with ugly yellow skin and hands deformed. I stared at her, and as the sun revives a body numbed by the night's cold, just so my eyes upon her worked to free her tongue and straighten out all her deformities, gradually suffusing her wan face with just the color love would have desired." There's a bit of Ovid metamorphosis kind of technique here with how this monster is changing. But it is a way of saying that we project beauty into the vices. And then it makes it impossible for us to see what it really is. Like how he says here that a body numbed by the night's cold, kind of this is, our gaze is transforming the vices into something attractive, mistakenly. So he continues then. "And as her tongue was loosened by my gaze, she started singing. And the way she sang captured my mind, it could not free itself." So this is very much from Homer, from the Odyssey, and how he, in that story, he has to bind himself into to the mast of the boat. But this song is just enthralling. And then once we are caught up in it, kind of we get addicted and we get captured. So she continues then. "I am," she sang, "the sweet siren. I am whose song beguiles the sailors in mid-sea, enticing them, inviting them to joy. You might also see that like sailors in the mid-sea could also be seen as just we as humans, like through the journey of life, like when we're out sailing, we're moving through life, and then we will at some point encounter these sirens. My singing made Ulysses turn away from his desired course. Who dwells with me seldom departs. I satisfy so well. So this is just a way of saying the addiction, that once you're in this, you will not be able to get out of it, or seldom people leave this. Her lips had not yet closed when there appeared a saintly lady standing at my side, ready to foil the siren's stratagem. So here comes how, like a technique, how to get, or a suggestion, how to get out of this grip. So there's a saintly lady. We never know exactly who that is, but it's just like the symbol of something saintly. And then, Virgil, oh Virgil, who is this? She cried with indignation. So this is the monster speaking. Virgil moved toward her, keeping his gaze fixed on that noble one. So this, it's important to kind of get the idea that it's your own rationality that will expose the vices for what they really are. But in this case, Virgil, as reason, has to look at something saintly. Like there has to be some idea of something good or something beyond that is a force of good or something, again, saintly, to help your rationality. Rationality cannot look at itself when it's trying to do this. And then he seized the other, ripped her garment off, exposing her as far down as the paunch. The stench pouring from her awaken me from sleep. So this is the final moment where just rationality, having an idea or having a focus on something saintly, is able to expose the monster for what it really is. And then when the pilgrim experiences this in his dream, it's like the dream in itself is then so like unpleasant for him that he just wakes up from it by himself. And it's interesting how Dante summarizes this whole idea in on the next page, on the verse 60. He just says, through the voice of Virgil, like, well, first he says, you saw the ageless sorceress from whom alone the souls above must weep. But then you also saw how people escape from her. And that sums it all up. So this is a suggestion from Dante. How do we escape this grip of the vices of the siren? So it's a succinct way of expressing this idea. It's, again, in the heart of purgatory, in the heart of the whole comedy. In some ways, it's one of the main overall points from Dante with his whole work, is that life can be complicated, it can be challenging, it can be confusing, it's hard to know where to aim, it's hard to know what are the constructive or destructive actions and choices. And then it requires learning, discernment, climbing metaphorically the mountain of purgatory with the vices and the virtues, and then also having this key idea kind of clear that you need a reason with something kind of higher good in mind, which again is complicated because that could be misguided, but like this is what makes it an art to figure this out over time. But in the end, it will be the reason with something saintly that can help us in managing our own impulses, inclinations, which could be sometimes good, but also sometimes not so helpful. So that's all we wanted to say in this one. This ties very much into this idea of our deeper motivations and how to relate to that and learn and grow and become better over time. So that was 7 minutes, but it's an important point here. So we also at the end here wanted to say just a little plug for our other podcast with Dante's Divine Comedy. We made an episode yesterday about Florence in the 1300s. We've been through the 1200s and the beginning of the 1300s with Dante in exile. And yesterday we made this overall overview of the whole of the 1300s, both with arts, architecture, literature, and also the events that kind of shaped the century for Florence, and that eventually leads up to the Medici in the 1400s and the whole Renaissance. So we're going to put a link to that in the description. And with that, hope you're still having a great morning and a great day. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you again in another meditation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.